sensing your body.
The Buddha taught mindfulness in four postures: sitting, walking, standing, and reclining. And the reclining is the advanced practice, for obvious reasons, to stay awake there. But in the standing, one of my teachers, he used to say he was a monk in Thailand, it's English, but he was a monk in Thailand, and after lunch every day, as in his years of being a monk, he and a very elderly monk, I don't know why I'm doing that, he and a very elderly monk would go and do 2 hours standing meditation in the shade of a tree after lunch every day, so. We won't do that. We have a few minutes just to stand together. Stand and know you're standing. It's the posture has a lot of strength in it. And if there's anything we're sitting on, it can pop up when we're standing because we can't get cozy and snuggle up and etc. So a little space under the armpits. Feel the feet on the ground. Mind bright. Earth below and sky above. Standing in the center of your mandala of all the causes and conditions that brought you here, that we learn to heal and welcome and appreciate also. Touching them lightly, touching them kindly, letting them be. And as we let the conditions of our life be, we can discover, we can realize what is there for the human being to realize when we're not pulling and pushing the world of things. Something else can be revealed for us. So let's stand. And in this same lineage in the monasteries, on a daily basis, they chant a big long chant of reflections. And one of the reflections is, form is not self, feeling is not self, perception is not self. Karmic formations, i.e. programs and patternings, are not self. Sense consciousness is not self. All conditions are transient. There is not self in the created or the uncreated. All of us are bound by birth, aging and death, by sorrow, lamentation, grief and despair, all of us. Bound by dukkha and obstructed by dukkha, let us all aspire to complete freedom from suffering. Form is not self. Feeling is not self. Perception is not self. Patterns are not self. Sense consciousness is not self. Let us all aspire to complete freedom from suffering. Complete freedom from believing that the things that arise are home, are self, are our security. They cannot provide that for us. It's not our fault. It's not our error. It's not just happening to you. Those things cannot give us that security. And the Buddha spoke about freedom as the complete security. Complete security from bondage. Opening, letting the belly be relaxed, hands soft. Widening, including it all. Seeing what it's like not to have to isolate and cling to any one thing, but open to the totality that we are. bowing to all of it. Breathing with all of it. Out of compassion for yourself and the world. This is what frees us up to respond skillfully to conditions. Acceptance doesn't mean we become passive. It means our intelligence of our deepest nature is available to respond. Response may be active or response may not be active in terms of action, but it's free, freely given, freely offered, not bound by ideas of who we ought to be and who they ought to be, but still we respond. Breathing. Are you willing to take your place in this moment? Not forever, we can't decide that. But willing to take your place in this moment, in the totality of things. It's not an esoteric thing, all it means is what's here. What's here? This room, this body, this love, this pain, this aspiration, this boredom, this generosity, these people, this world, this planet, this predicament, this abundance, this paucity. This magnificent, delicate life. Can we bear it? Can we live it? And taking your seat for the last piece of the day.